Well, thanks again for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. Any comments or suggestions you may have, you can send to thewatchmanonthewall2020@gmail.com. We encourage you to subscribe so you'll always be notified of our future episodes. Well, thanks again, and we'll see you next time on the Watchman on the Wall podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Watchman on the Wall podcast. I hope everybody out there is having a great Easter season. In fact, I'm recording this broadcast March 29th, which is Good Friday. Today's broadcast is, I find, very interesting. Don't know if it's going to come true or not, but we know that God puts signs in the sun, moon, and stars all in the sky for us to decipher. And today we have two people, Steve Cialcalanti, I hope I pronounced that correctly, and Chris Reed, that have prophecies, what they feel are prophecies. I think Chris Reed has had a dream about the total eclipse coming up in the next week and a half. And Pastor Steve is doing a prophetic review of what happened in the past with Nineveh and with the total eclipse. I think you'll find that very fascinating. We're going to start off with that one. But one of the most important things or most fascinating things that I find with his talk today, and you may want to listen carefully, that 7 or 8 cities in the U.S. and Canada are named Nineveh. Of course, Nineveh was the town that Jonah was told by God to tell that if they didn't repent, he was going to destroy that town. They were similar to, well, I understand, Sodom and Gomorrah. And they all repented, and he put off destroying that town for some 40 years. Now, this town of Nineveh, which is in the U.S. and Canada, is all along where the eclipse happens. Now, I find that quite unusual. The path of the eclipse is going to come through Texas and go up through somewhere in New England up into Canada and passes either through every town called Nineveh, either a total eclipse or a partial eclipse, throughout the whole United States, and there's one in Canada. Anyhow, I find that very symbolic of what could happen in the not-too-distant future. In fact, some are predicting the next year or so. So here now is Steve Cialcalanti.
I believe God has given America's last warning in the skies. There have been 3 great eclipses. One is coming that marks the United States out purposefully. No other religion in the world, no other God in the world does this. The sun, moon, and stars obey his command. The first one went across the continental United States, the 48 states, on the 21st of August, 2017. I stood in Houston, Texas, and I proclaimed that this would be a judgment and God would give 7 years for America to repent. Hurricane Harvey came. It was calculated to be the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. I was disappointed, though, that I didn't know where the location would be, and I came to find out prophecies this way. You will learn and you will understand prophecy as it unfolds. Nobody gets to impress people with, well, I knew the future perfectly. No, you just got to preach the word, and as it unfolds, I believe when it's clear, when the true meaning is given of a prophecy, it's so clear that everyone says, well, that was obvious. How could we have not seen it? How could we deny it? That's the way prophecy works. God's not trying to hide things. He's trying to reveal things. So I stood there in Houston, and the place where I stood was flooded. And the whole city was flooded. And I just thought, Lord, why didn't you tell me ahead of time? I had to wait until the next solar eclipse. It was the October 14, 2023 eclipse. And I realized that that one crosses the next one in 2024. And it marks exactly the spot where Hurricane Harvey came. So now that that's confirmed, but we didn't overlay all three at that time. We just knew the two. But now that we overlay all three, we realize, you can see, there are three spots being marked out on the map. So those are the hot zones. That's where Little Egypt in Illinois has been marked out, probably an earthquake. Something has been marked out in Oregon, not sure yet what it is, but we've had fire in Texas, we've had water in Texas, and today, this morning, as you woke up, I don't know if you realize this, but this is breaking news in Texas. Thousands of, they say, beautiful but toxic sea creatures washing up on the Texas shores. Did you see this on the news? Okay, interesting. I'll read a little bit. Thousands of beautiful but dangerous sea creatures. Bungling plans for many spring breakers. The blue dragon, as we're going to talk about what the dragon is, little dragons are washing up on the seashore. You get that? That's God giving warning signs. These are shellless mollusks known as the most beautiful killer in the ocean. That's not good. Beautiful? So we welcome it. We say, yeah, come on in. You're very beautiful. And it's the most dangerous killer in the ocean. Ocean represents the Gentile nations. They popped up in droves along the shores of North Padre Island Sunday for the first time this year. Sunday's today. This is breaking news. Isn't that amazing? So it's the same thing happened at the solar eclipse last October. As I was preaching it, I had Laura Trump, Eric Trump, and General Mike Flynn with me, and none of them knew at the moment I'm preaching the solar eclipse is happening outside of the stadium. How could they have known? That when they invited me, nobody knew that that was the day and the moment. God is working. What is God doing? These are just cute things. These are warning signs. Say, pay attention, right? And what's cool is our lives are in His hands. If He can direct us to meet today, despite all odds, does He not care about us? All right, so those three places have been marked. And I believe, as the dragon points to and as the sun points to, I believe this last solar eclipse clearly points to Islam. So I want to explain this, because I don't think I've heard this and you've not heard this elsewhere. First of all, we had a sign that Jesus told us about in the New Testament called the sign of Jonah. And we need to read this. Jesus said twice, no sign, twice by the way, Matthew 12 and Matthew 16, no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Now we spiritualize that and we say that, well, that's the sign of the resurrection. Okay? But could it mean something else? I think the people in that time, even before the resurrection took place, understood what the sign of Jonah was. Take a look at the context of chapter 16, verse 4. What's the context? The previous verse. What does verse 3 say? Jesus said, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. So what's the sign of Jonah in context? If you don't interpret it, what is it? Something in the sky. Did he not say, look up? Everyone say, look up. All right, so what happened? In 763 BC, on the 15th of June, on our Gregorian calendar, there was a great total solar eclipse that went over Assyria, and specifically their capital city of Nineveh. So the sign of Jonah is at least that Assyrian Abur-Sagael eclipse in 763 BC. But not only that, there were two plagues that preceded the solar eclipse and followed the eclipse. The two plagues are recorded in Assyrian history in 765 BC and in 760 BC. Not only that, there was a great earthquake recorded in Amos 1:1. It's so famous, it just says, at that earthquake, at the time of that earthquake. It was the earthquake that everyone knew about, and it occurred in 760 BC. That's after the eclipse. You get an eclipse, you get an earthquake and a plague. You get an eclipse, you get an earthquake and a plague. That's the sign of Jonah. So without having to know the New Testament or Bible prophecy, every listener at the time of Jesus' preaching would have understood. What's the sign of Jonah? Look up, discern, there was a total solar eclipse, a great earthquake, and a plague. Doesn't that match the four horses that we've been talking about? in the book of Revelation. It's all there. So this is a warning. Not only that, but you pull back and you realize, okay, where is the warning given? It's over the territory of present-day Islamic countries. So this eclipse could have been recorded anywhere else, but it's now over a region that is all covered by Islam. And I believe that's the Antichrist religion. Like literally, okay? Not besmirching or defaming anyone. Literally, they say on the Dome of the Rock, God has no son. That's Antichrist. So whatever we preach, whatever we say in the Bible, whatever God revealed, they just took that and just reverse it. Just say the opposite. God says he has a son. They say he has no son. Well, that's not very original. God said he died on the cross for our sins. They say, no, he didn't die. It was made to appear that he died. So God, their God, would be a deceiver. How does the solar eclipse point to Islam? Well, it happened. The sign of Jonah happened over the Islamic region. There's more to it. You look at this. What is this? Crescent moon? Symbol of? Symbol of Islam. Any Islamic country you're going to see on top of their mosque? This symbol. Okay, and it's called a crescent moon. However, the moon never looks like this. Did you ever stop and ask yourself, when does the moon ever look like this? And the answer is never. The moon never looks like this. This is what our moon looks like. In all phases, I put them all up, like every phase that you can imagine and draw. And that crescent moon does not look like that at all. So what is it? Can I suggest to you something? Even if they don't know that they're doing it, God will use all these things prophetically. Take a look at what this is. Now, the inner circle is too small, by the way. That's why it doesn't look like the moon. The inner circle that's blocking this object is too small. So, does it not look like an annular solar eclipse? The symbol of Islam is a solar eclipse. Astronomically speaking, right? The drawers may not be aware of that, but astronomically speaking, it is an inaccurate picture of the moon. It is an accurate picture of a solar eclipse. And it's specifically an annular solar eclipse where the object that's blocking it is too small. And what happened last October? Annular solar eclipse. Then if we're not smart enough to figure this out, the universal symbol of Islam is actually an annular solar eclipse. Give you the other view. Whichever way it comes in, it looks like the crescent of Islam. And what is God drawing over the United States? One crescent. As it blocks, you're going to see more crescents, but three solar eclipses. And where do they go? They go over Jonah and 11 Ninevehs. Now, a lot of people debate this, so I'm just going to put it up so that people know. I don't know why people are repeating seven, but here it is. Nineveh, Texas. Nineveh, Missouri. Nineveh, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania twice. Virginia, New York, Nova Scotia, Canada twice. Kentucky misspelled. Nineveh with a V-A-H. So that's 11. There it is. So could God be more clear? This is the sign of Jonah. This is the one that goes over Jonah, goes over Nineveh. It is over an Islamic region back in 763 BC. We got the dragon washing up on the shore, and we got the symbol of Islam over the United States. So Jesus said twice in Matthew to look for the sign of Jonah. The sign of Jonah historically went over an Islamic region. The April 8th eclipse crosses one Jonah and 11 Ninevehs. Could it be more clear? And remember, the green horse, which Pastor John saw in a vision, will include death by Islam. Death by a great sword. And that's coming soon too. So all of it is converging. Whichever way you want to look at Bible prophecy right now, I know if you're not Christian, you'll be scared to death, but don't be scared. We have a hope. We are the winners in the end. Jesus is the winner. Amen? Not only that, the three solar eclipses spell two Hebrew alphabets, the Aleph, the first one, and the Tav, the last one. This is the ancient way of writing it. Aleph Tav means the completed alphabet. Everything's included. Completed alphabet. How long does it take for God to draw this over the United States? Imagine taking 7 years to draw one letter. God is super patient. It took 7 years to draw one letter. Seven is the number of completion. So what does this mean? I would say that this seems to indicate what God's been giving me with the President Trump's unfinished business and my message on biblical justice. It looks like it's a confirmation of a great reset is coming. A great reset. We've completed it. We've completed in time. We've completed in the way we've done things, and it ain't working. As much as we glorify the founding fathers and our Constitution, it ain't working right now. So what's going to happen? I don't propose any violence, any revolution, but something is going to happen that's going to shock us. And it's going to be the opportunity, not for Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari to do their great reset of super control, of replacing our system with Marxism. Nope. It's going to be an opportunity for God's reset. So I would tell people about it, especially before it happens.
Now, just on a side note, I'd like to emphasize, and many of you have already heard us talk about it here on this program, about many people have seen that if the United States is involved in splitting Israel, that God will split America. And many people have seen a map of what the United States would look like if that happens. Now, from what I've seen of many of those maps, and there are many, because many people have been shown visions of this. Of course, many of these visions have to do with a great earthquake dividing America, which goes right up the New Madrid fault line, which, of course, is the course of this eclipse. And many people think it could happen this year or the next. But looking at some of these maps, it shows that the Mississippi River would be as wide as the state of Louisiana, or close to it, and it would split America all the way up to the Great Lakes, which seem to be have overflowed onto the land and would go up all the way through the St. Lawrence River and out to into the Atlantic Ocean. And, of course, that's pretty much the path that this solar eclipse is going to take. Now, on another side note, another celestial event is going to happen during the eclipse. Actually, it's happening now, but you'll be able to see it during the eclipse. The Pons-Brooks comet, sometimes called the Horned Comet or the Devil Comet, can possibly be seen if you're in an area of the total eclipse. Now, a partial eclipse, I'm not quite so sure, but it is another celestial event going on at the same time. I just thought that very interesting. We'll be right back after this. Hello again. This is The Watchman. Please join us each week for an exciting and inspirational podcast dealing with angel encounters, heavenly visitations, near-death experiences, as well as modern-day prophecies that are relevant to us today. So tune in each week and share it with your friends. After all, they could use a little inspiration in their life, too. That's the Watchman on the Wall podcast, and now you can find us on YouTube. Now, in part two of our podcast, Chris Reed had a dream about this solar eclipse coming up on April 8th. And in his dream, he believes it's a rebirth of America. He goes on to talk about what he believes might happen after the eclipse. Here now is Chris Reed.
Yesterday morning, I had a dream that I believe was very prophetic. It was not one of those normal kind of dreams, and I want to submit it to you all to pray about it, to seek the Lord about it. I believe there's hope and redemption in it, but I believe it's a warning. You know, there are some things that we receive from the Lord that are conditional, that we can pray, and it makes a difference, or it minimizes the danger or the damage. I know some things are set in stone, but some things can be altered and changed by human behavior and prayer, such as often we talk about Hezekiah, who received the prophetic word that wasn't wrong. Get your house in order, you're going to die. And he turned his face to the wall and repented, and 15 years was added to his life. Same with Jonah and Nineveh. By the time Jonah got his act together and got to Nineveh, he was preaching. Judgment was coming, but that judgment was put off. And so I share this dream to you today in the fear of the Lord. I've just given it a title to recognize it, the Rebirth of America Dream. I had an intense dream Saturday morning, March the 9th, 2024, that seemed prophetic about the eclipse in April 2024 that's being talked about, triggering an awakening that starts in April 2024 and lasts until July 2025. So over a year. I'm only sharing the dream, no more, no less. I was moving fast in time in the dream, starting in April 2024 with the eclipse that crossed over Texas, which people have been talking about. It seemed in this dream that Texas was pulled into this. At the same time, around April 2024, a conception, metaphorically, a conception happened at this time and coincided with this eclipse, leading to something serious happening in the nation before the elections in November 2024. Before the elections, something serious. This event caused absolute chaos and affected the elections in the U.S. in November 2024. It seemed like an epic October surprise, and pandemonium ensued. In the dream, I knew that President Biden had fizzled out and they had tried hard to prop him up. But this event right before the election caused a major division of America right before and during the election time. It intensified the division already in the nation to a very scary and intense level. And then the dream shifted, and it was somehow I was in 1968. And I was given an old newspaper which said, quote, assassination of two major leaders in the same year of the Chicago Convention, unquote. And I'm sure you know this to be the case as well. Robert Kennedy Sr., Bobby Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr., who were both killed in 1968, tragically. But what's also interesting about 1968, the Democratic Convention was in Chicago. And it's in Chicago in 2024. And I knew that that was significant. But through all of the painful chaos in the streets, the economy, and on the news, America had a huge awakening of awareness of evil and corruption going on in America. And it was like the vast majority of the nation on the other side of this said, we can never let this happen again. We can't. The dream ended, and at the end of the dream, it was July 2025. Now, for some reason, July the 11th was highlighted to me on the calendar. It seemed like most of the chaos ended in the nation, and things were starting to heal by July 2025. It had all started in the April-May 2024 time with the eclipse beginning, coinciding with a conception. And there were 40 weeks long of pregnancy with intense birth pains intensifying before the delivery. And then there were complications before the birth and after the birth. Since the conception happens in around April, 9 months later would have the baby being born in January of 2025. Now, what's interesting about that, that's also typically when the inauguration takes place. But this baby was born, and the thing that happened right before the election was almost like it went into Braxton Hicks contractions. It seemed like the birthing time was then, but it was still very intense and felt very real. And it was like the baby wanted to come at that moment, but somehow it was delayed to not being born ahead of time as a premature baby before the election, when this bad event happens, and it held off until January. So the birth, as I said, was in January 2025 and was placed in an incubator even after it was born for several months. The baby lived, and it was a beautiful baby. And the dream ended by me seeing this baby wrapped in an American flag. And it was like in the maternity ward. And you know how like they have babies laying in little beds with their name tags at the top? The name of the baby was America. And so I couldn't help believe it was the rebirth of America. And so I think what's important, you know, to share about that, just a summary, the dream seems to portray an awakening starting in April 2024 with a significant shaking going on, starting then, coinciding with a 40-week-long painful and traumatic pregnancy. A traumatic event triggers chaos before the elections, and the chaos lasted for several months. And the birth occurred in January of 2025, requiring care in the incubator at least until July 2025. The 1968 convention, which was chaotic, by the way, the Democratic convention in 1968 was very chaotic. It was very much a time like now. There was a lot of protests and just, does anybody remember the convention of 1968 in Chicago? Yeah, well, it's scheduled to be in Chicago this year. And here's the part, and we need to pray about all of this. I think this is a warning and a call to the intercessors and to the people of God to take this serious. Because in the dream, referencing the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago, referencing knowing Martin Luther King Jr., and of course Bobby Kennedy, were both killed, I felt that the warning was there seems to be an indication of a coming assassination attempt sometime during this 16-month process from April 2024 till July 2025. And so we don't want to see that happen to anybody. But I feel that this is important to share and to put before the body of believers to pray into this, to see if the Lord can intervene and help us and show us what to pray and how to pray, and if some of this can be lessened or prevented. And I believe the dream was significant. And so I think we are entering into a unique time in American history. These next, starting in April, I mean really now, but starting in April, there is a 16-month process or thereabouts that I believe is very integral to the restoration or the rebirthing of this nation.
Hello again, this is The Watchman. Please join us on our new video channel called Encounters from Beyond the Veil. It's the same exciting content as our audio podcast, but in a shorter, but yet a video format. Also, please subscribe so you won't miss any of our episodes. That's Encounters from Beyond the Veil, exclusively found on YouTube. Well, thanks again for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. Any comments or suggestions you may have, you can send to thewatchmanonthewall2020@gmail.com. We encourage you to subscribe so you'll always be notified of our future episodes. Well, thanks again, and we'll see you next time on the Watchman on the Wall podcast.